Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. So welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our two topics today, firstly, buybacks and dividends, and secondly, Fed decision day. So dividends and especially stock buybacks are coming back into style with investors. With their chronic 2023 style underperformance narrowing sharply this year, we think this is set to continue as earnings recovery spreads, supporting more buybacks and higher dividend payouts, at the same time as competition from high interest rates starts to ease as the Fed and ECB cut interest rates in the middle of the year. Company buybacks remain the biggest buyers of US stocks at $800 billion last year, with the largest buybackers in the tech sector and the US, while stickier dividends drive cash returns in the rest of the world, with banks, utilities, and real estate amongst the biggest payers. Secondly, it's Fed interest rate decision day. There's a 99% chance of no rate cut today, so the focus is going to be on the outlook. Economic growth is running at over 3%, and recent inflation reports have been stickier, so investors are braced for a more hawkish outlook from Chair Powell's press conference and the quarterly publication of the committee's dot plot of economic and interest rate expectations. These dot plot forecasts may narrow from an outlook for 3 cuts to just 2 this year. More than this would spook markets, I think, whereas less would be a big relief. We see this lower rate cut forecast, though, as being offset in investors' eyes by the firming earnings outlook. Whilst rate cuts, we think, are still coming, any volatility or pullback you see will be somewhat overdue, but also I think will be bought given the huge amount of cash on the sidelines and the bull market pillars of double-digit earnings growth and still interest rate cuts to come still in place. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. You've been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.